Gloucestershire are playing a charity match in this area, and we wondered if Mr. Dilly, Graham, would be able to make an appearance. Well, if you could just tell him I rang. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Woolley.
Well, that's all right.
Mrs. Archer's finished her coffee now and says she's ready to see you.
Well, bring her in, Caroline. Don't keep her standing around outside.
Oh, right.
Oh, and Caroline, is Captain Bligh with her?
If you mean Mr. Wendover, Jack, he's waiting for me in the foyer.
Oh, Peggy. Hello.
Hello.
I hope you enjoyed your meal.
Yes, thank you. If you'll excuse me, then.
Oh, yes, thank you, Caroline.
Oh, perhaps you could give Mr. Wendover another cup of coffee while he waits, Caroline.
Yes, of course.
Now, why did you want to see me?
Well, it's a bit difficult, really. Look, Peggy, we've known each other a good long time, haven't we?
We certainly have.
So I'm sure that you'll understand when I tell you that I want to talk to you about this... this Wendover fella.
I'm not sure that I will.
Eh?
Understand, that is.
Oh, I wouldn't like to see you taken for a ride. And, well, I haven't seen much of you this week.
I've been very busy.
Yes, so I believe.
Jack, what is this?
I'm just not sure if you know what he's really like. You've got no idea of the fuss he kicked up last time he was here.
Is that what you're warning me about? That he sometimes complains about his meal?
No. No, it's not just that.
What else, then?
Well, I mean, I...
Look, when you've thought of something to warn me about, let me know, if you must. Because I don't want to have to tell you to mind your own business.
Pig, 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 pig. Ah, there you are, pig.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Brain, not brawn, that's me.
What exactly are you doing?
I'm keeping the pig and dairy records up to date, as no one else seems to bother.
I suppose David's very busy.
Not too busy to be with Ruth all weekend.
They are only just married.
I know. Call me a miserable old thing, but one look at those two and I start to heave.
Don't be unkind.
Oh, I'm not unkind to his face, not like Elizabeth. She'll find herself in the dryer one day soon.
It'll wear off.
You were never like that with Mark.
Wasn't I?
Not when I saw you.
Maybe we weren't. We ought to spend more time together. But then it's always the same, just like tonight. He can't come to supper because he's got to work.
What on?
Oh, some industrial case.
Ah, there's a lot of money in that sort of thing.
What do we want more money for? We own the house, we both get good salaries. We've only got ourselves to spend it on.
Sorry?
Oh, take no notice. I'm feeling a bit crabby tonight. I wish you'd come and be sociable. I got lumbered with Auntie Peggy.
Ah, but I'm not well.
And Godfrey Wendover's asked her to go to Spain for a month with him.
He hasn't.
Oh, yes, he has.
I must talk to her.
Did you save all that stuff?
I don't know. Did I?
You were saying pig, pig, pig when I came in.
Ah, won't matter anyway. The programme saves itself as it goes along, so I can't have lost much.
Oh, here you are. Jill's been looking all over the place for you. Supper's nearly ready and you're due for another tablet.
Why do I think of the rose garden at the Alhambra when I look at you?
The what?
You'd better have that tablet quickly.
Or then again, the faint murmuring of the cicadas, the rustle of the olive groves, the sizzle of the distant paella.
I don't know what you're on about. You sound feverish to me. Has it been like this all afternoon?
And how was Auntie Peggy's shopping trip? Did she get her suntan lotion?
She wasn't looking for any.
L'amour est un fond de bohème, isn't it, Shula?
Oh, I wish Dad would get a move on.
Il n'a jamais, jamais connu de loi.
Elizabeth, you're becoming very, very cultural.
Joe's not the only one who can quote. It's from Carmen. Oh, I can just see Auntie Peggy whirling cigarette packets round her
head.
You
can stop being so silly about Peggy. She isn't going to Spain, and I'm sure she wishes she'd never mentioned it.
Why isn't she going?
Well, she feels it's far too long to go away with Godfrey, a whole month. People would think she was about to marry him, and that worries her. Besides, Tony was terribly upset when he found out.
So what?
She's very fond of Tony.
He was only upset because he could see Peggy's money disappearing into Godfrey Wendover's kit bag.
No, I think he was genuinely worried about Peggy.
Mum, you are sweet.
Do help yourself to more biscuits, Peggy.
They seem to have disappeared under all these albums.
One doesn't realise how many photographs one accumulates in a lifetime.
So exotic, all these foreign locations. Makes me wish I'd travelled more.
I'm sure it was in the box with the loose snaps, but I can't recall when I saw it or even where it was taken.
But you are certain it was of the vicar?
Oh, absolutely. Although, if I can't remember anything else about it, why should I trust to my memory?
Oh, I'm sure it'll come to you when you least expect it.
Quite. Do you know, the other Sunday morning during church service, I suddenly remembered the name of the house servant we used to have in Kenya, although I couldn't for the life of me think why he came into my head.
I always wanted to see Africa. It must be wonderful.
Do I detect the wonder bug?
Well, actually, you may have heard, Godfrey suggested that we take a holiday abroad together.
Yes, you told me, but I thought you decided against.
Well, yes, I had done, really. But then I thought, why not? Why shouldn't I go?
Quite right. So, what are you waiting for, my girl?
You're not shocked, are you, Marjorie?
Good heavens, no.
I'm a bit worried that certain other people won't be so broad-minded.
Your mother, for one?
I think she gave up on me when I was 19 and refused to wear a flannel vest under my butler's evening frock. No, it's the children I'm worried about.
Oh, nonsense. You've done more than your duty by them. About time you started thinking of your own happiness.
Thank you, Marjorie. I've just seen myself as a person instead of only a mother or a daughter.
Oh, yes. Equal partners, and one thinks it works until the male half of the couple passes away, and then there one is.
I'm sure you could meet a nice man if you really wanted to, Marjorie.
Nice men are so dull, don't you find?
I know what you mean.
I wouldn't want you to think I had a penchant for utter cads and total rotters. I just prefer a spark. Only enough to keep one on one's toes.
Godfrey can be quite sparkling. But then the most time we've ever spent together was a weekend. And he's suggesting that this holiday would be for a month.
And?
I'm so set in my ways, living alone for such a long time.
Everything in its place, and a place for everything.
Exactly.
Everything just as you left it when you come home again. No sign of life, no one to ask if you've had a good day, no one to share your little worries with.
You know what? I think I will take that holiday.
That's the spirit. Seize all the opportunities and chances of happiness you can, whilst they're still being offered.
There is still the problem of the children's reaction.
Tackle them head on, Peggy.
Thought you were a long time with the milking.
Ah, I was just envying Phil turning his cows out already.
Like the landlord of the Cat and Fiddle turning Baggy and Snatch out.
Yes. Mrs. Snell's face.
Well, I'm glad I found you two in a good mood.
Oh, hello, Peggy. I was just going in to make some tea.
Come and join us, Mum.
I'd rather not talk in front of the children.
Oh, sounds serious.
Not really, dear. But it has been worrying me, so I thought I'd come and get it off my chest.
Running off with old Captain Pugwash to Gretna Green, are you?
No, dear. Spain.
Sorry?
I did mention that he'd suggested it to me a while back.
Oh, yes. But you said you weren't going.
Well, that's what I came to tell you. We're thinking of going after all.
Mum, I think it's a stupid idea. And you were right last time when you decided not to go. You'd be a laughingstock.
Tony!
I don't know why you're taking it like this. Marjorie Antrobus thought...
You haven't told her about this loony idea of yours.
But, Tony, calm down. Still, I'm not sure that was a very sensible thing of you to do, Peggy.
Will you stop talking as though I've done something indecent that I should be ashamed of?
The thing is, Mum... Well, to be honest, I'm not sure I really approve of Godfrey.
Don't you? I think I'm old enough to make my own decisions about people. Thank you, Tony.
Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. Why should my lips be concealing all that my eyes are revealing? Lady of Spain,
I really don't think I can stand it much more, Peggy.
No.
And I've no idea how much longer I'm supposed to stand it.
Oh, dear.
She's given me simply no indication of how long she intends to stay.
How dreadful.
I mean, I don't mind her being there, even though when I suggested she stay, I only meant for the rest of that morning. She obviously thought I was talking about weeks.
Hmm.
everything all right, Peggy?
What?
Well, I know that Martha and her holiday in Nightingale Farm may not be the most engrossing topic of conversation, but I really don't seem to be claiming your attention this morning.
Oh, I am sorry, Marjorie.
No, no, I quite understand. It must sound rather trivial to other people.
Of course it doesn't. I've just got a couple of other things on my mind this morning, that's all.
I used to have other things on my mind, too, until Martha arrived. Now I seem to think of nothing else. I'll be neglecting my girls next. Is there anything I can help with?
Not really. Just a bit of mess I have to sort out.
Sounds a bit worrying.
My own fault, too.
Family problems? Of course, I don't want to pry, Peggy.
Well,
but a problem shared and all that.
It's more of a personal problem, really.
I am sorry.
It's my birthday treat, you see.
I beg your pardon?
My birthday treat tonight.
I thought your birthday was Monday.
Oh, it was. But you see, Godfrey's asked me out to celebrate my birthday. A little late, but, well, after our bridge evening on Monday, he thought we could both do with it.
How true.
The trouble is that I got a call from Jack last night, and he invited me out tonight, too.
Two invitations? How nice.
Well, in a way. Of course, I had to put Jack off, as Godfrey asked first. Though if the truth were known...
You'd have preferred to go out with Jack?
I think I would, yes. Jack and I have known each other a long time.
Well, put Jack off with a little white lie tonight, and hope he'll ask you for another night.
Well, that's what I did.
Well, there you are, then. And I'm sure he will ask you again.
I'm not. You see, I mumbled something about a family commitment. Nothing too definite, but I sort of gave him the impression it was something to do with the children.
Very diplomatic.
But then Godfrey phoned and told me to wear something rather special tonight, because he's booked a table at Grey Gables.
Oh, dear.
Quite. Embarrassing, isn't it?
Peggy!
Ah. Evening, Jack.
Oh, this is a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
But I wish you'd told me you were holding your family party here tonight. I'd have laid on something special.
Well, actually, Jack...
Funny I didn't spot the booking, though.
No, Jack, that's because...
And it's odd that Caroline didn't mention it to me either. She usually does if someone's booked in that I know, especially for a family celebration.
I didn't quite say I had a family celebration on tonight, Jack.
Didn't you? I'm sure you did.
I think I said something about a pre-arranged commitment, didn't I?
Oh, yes, but then you started talking all about Jennifer and homeopathy, and I sort of assumed it was them you were going out with.
Yes, well, that's not quite right.
You mean you don't have a family party on tonight?
No.
But that's wonderful.
Is it?
Yes. If you've got nothing on, we could still have that meal I mentioned.
Ah.
No need to slip in here for a drink or by yourself. Look, I'll get Caroline to lay up a table for two in the study.
I already have a table for two, actually, Jack.
Huh?
In the dining room.
Oh.
With Godfrey.
Mr. Wendover?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression, Jack.
No, no, no. Obviously, my mistake.
Godfrey had actually asked me first, you see.
Oh.
He's just parking the car. He's my dinner partner for tonight.
I see.
Now, don't get offended, Jack.
Oh, it's your birthday treat, Peggy. Godfrey asked you out and you said yes. Why should I get offended?
As I said, Godfrey did ask first.
Well, I'll make sure Caroline lays you up a nice table for tonight. Prefer somewhere quiet, would you?
Not particularly.
Nonsense. It won't be a problem. The most successful evenings for two are always when they're in a nice quiet spot.
Oh. Oh, dear. Jack?
Hmm?
Have you got a minute?
Of course. Everything all right, Peggy?
Fine, yes.
Good.
But I was thinking, as you're passing, why didn't you come and join us for a few minutes?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to intrude.
Godfrey's just popped out, but he'll be back in a minute. I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Oh, no, no, no. How would it look if he came back to find a strange man accosting his date for the evening?
You're hardly a strange man, Jack, and I am not Godfrey's date.
Oh?
Godfrey invited me out on Monday when we were playing bridge. A little birthday treat, that's all.
Oh, well, enjoying it, though, are you?
Well, Godfrey's very charming, of course.
But?
But we don't see eye to eye on everything.
Oh.
Like Sammy's cat show.
Sammy's cat show?
Oh, forget it. You'll probably think it's a silly idea, too.
Oh, no, no, Peggy. Tell me.
Well, there's this big cat show on at the NEC tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
And to be frank, well, I think he's such a pretty cat. But I was thinking of entering Sammy.
Are you?
You think it's a silly idea, too, don't you? Godfrey had quite a laugh about it just now.
Did he? Well, I don't know why.
What?
I think it's a wonderful idea myself.
Really?
He is a pretty cat, Peggy, as you say. Possibly not classically beautiful, but...
Well, no.
But he's got character, like Captain.
Exactly what I said to Godfrey.
But he just laughed, did he?
Yes.
Non-animal person, you see.
What?
No pets of his own. Doesn't understand the animal world or its attraction.
I think you're right there, Jack.
Whereas people with animals, well, they understand these things. Understand each other's feelings about them, too.
So you think I should enter him, then, despite what Godfrey says?
Oh, definitely.
The only trouble is...
What?
Well, I couldn't go all by myself. I feel so self-conscious if I went on my own.
Do you know, Peggy, I've never been to a cat show.
Well, you could always rectify that, Jack.
Hmm?
Tomorrow, if you like.
Oh, and then afterwards, we could try that new restaurant on the Birmingham Road, the one I was going to take you to tonight.
Yes. Yes, we could, couldn't we?
Got a date with an angel, got a meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. No one else could be sweeter, looks divine when I meet her. Feel as proud as St. Peter, and I'm on my way to heaven.
She hasn't changed a bit, has she? Granny P, your mum? Or both? Gran's looking a bit older, of course, but it hasn't affected her mind. Still knows what's best for everyone. Now that's something Mum's inherited from her. I've only been here a couple of hours, and she's already got the rest of my life mapped out.
Oh, poor Lillian. What do you think it's like for us, living here all the time? Oh, do you want another cup of tea?
Oh, no, thanks, Jennifer. Mum's been pouring the stuff down me since I stepped off the plane. I wouldn't mind a gin, though.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. I should have offered.
Say when. That's fine. And just a dash of tonic.
Right.
Aren't you going to join me?
Oh, no, it's a bit early for me.
Thanks. Now then, tell me all about Captain What's-It.
Oh, Captain Pugwash. That's what Tony calls him, among other things.
What things?
Rather uncomplimentary things. I'm afraid Tony doesn't approve of Godfrey.
Why? What's he done?
Oh, nothing really. Tony thinks he's after Mum's money.
Oh, typical. And what do you think?
If anything, I'd say the friendship had cooled off a little recently. We don't see nearly as much of him as we did.
And what about Jack Woolley? Is he still pursuing her?
Jack pursuing Mum? What an idea!
But he did ask her to marry him, remember?
Oh, that was years ago. I don't think Jack's done any chasing for quite a while. Not since he had his pacemaker.
The Dower House, eh, Peggy?
That's what Shula said.
And she didn't say why she wanted to look round it?
Not a word.
Mm.
Apparently she just asked for the keys, spent ages poking round, and then gave them back.
Curious.
That's what Shula thought.
She can't have been back there for years, can she?
Oh, 10 years at least.
And it couldn't exactly have been for a trip down memory lane, could it?
Well...
I mean, tell me if I'm talking out of turn, Peggy, but... Well, I wouldn't have thought it held a lot of happy memories for her, would it?
Her first home with Ralph. No, I shouldn't think she'd really want reminding of all that.
Quite.
So, if she's not looking round for old time's sake...
Oh, maybe she is looking at it as a potential home again, just like Shula suspected.
Do you think so, Jack?
Now, I don't think it would do to raise your hopes, Peggy.
No, I know that, really. But when Shula told me, I just had to talk to someone about it.
Mm.
I've been walking round all afternoon trying not to get too excited, But it does all seem to be pointing that way, doesn't it?
Oh, it's certainly one explanation.
And she's taken such an interest in the estate, too.
Mm.
As if it's all suddenly becoming something she really cares about again. Not just something she'd prefer to forget about.
Well, you know what Lillian's like, Peggy. She'll tell you in her own good time and not before.
That's true.
You know, Valerie always said that about her. Even when they were in partnership together at the riding stables. It was always difficult trying to predict what she was thinking or what she would do next.
Do you know that's 25 years ago now, Jack?
Is it really?
Valerie and Lillian went into partnership in that stables in 1965.
Oh, goodness. That'll make it over 20 years since Valerie left, too.
Be careful, Jack. We don't want to get caught up in the past, do we?
No. No, I suppose you're right. There's not much left to remind me anyway, is there?
You've got Hazel. You said she writes every week.
Actually, Peggy, that was a little white lie.
Oh, I see.
In fact, I haven't heard from her in months. I haven't even got an address.
Really, that girl?
Well, you can't blame her, can you? She's young, Peggy, and wants to be off doing things.
That's no excuse for not keeping in touch with her father, though, is it?
Well, Ambridge can't seem very exciting, Peggy. Not after London. Honestly. Listen to me going on. It's just that, well, who else knows as much about me and Valerie and Hazel as you do?
Yes.
And besides, it's nice to chew over the past sometimes, isn't it? Nice to feel it's not all just gone.
Tell you what are you doing tonight?
Well, nothing to speak of.
Could you ask Caroline to lay up a table in that study of yours for some supper, if it's not inconvenient?
Inconvenient? Well, no. No, Peggy, it's not inconvenient at all. I'll ask her right away. Is Shula not in this morning?
She's out with Mr. Rodway, seeing some of the tenants.
Are you working this afternoon, Peggy?
Just this morning.
Would you fancy a little walk with me and Captain?
Yes, why not? That'd be lovely. Thanks, Jack.
Oh, good. We do like walking out in this crisp winter air, me and Captain.
Yes, it is invigorating, isn't it?
Although the real reason I called was to ask if you'll accompany me to a ball.
A ball? When?
Next week. A Valentine's Day ball.
Where's it being held?
Guess.
Grey Gables?
That's right.
I didn't know you were holding a Valentine's Day ball. Bit short notice, isn't it?
Oh, it's Caroline's idea. She only thought of it last night. I was a bit reluctant at first.
But she soon talked you round.
Well, she has a very persuasive manner with her, does Caroline?
I'd love to come. Thank you.
Nothing definite yet, mind. She started making the arrangements this morning.
I'd better start thinking about what I'll wear.
And Caroline's imagination never lets her down. It's going to be a masked ball.
Goodness me, yeah. Never been to a masked ball.
It's good, isn't it? I'm getting quite excited about it now.
Will there be enough interest at such short notice?
Well, there'll be an advert in the Echo, and I thought I might do a poster for the shop window. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? A bit odd in February.
Hello, Jack. Who's the lucky lady?
Oh, Mark, you made me jump.
It's all right. Your secret is safe with me. I won't let on.
I was just browsing, really.
Through the Valentine's cards.
You don't have to ask who you're buying for.
Ah, well, you could be wrong. Valentine's Day is a time for mystery.
You mean you'd send a card to somebody else, not Shula?
Just a joke. Trying not to inquire who you might be sending a card to.
Oh, I see. That's very discreet of you.
And, of course, you're not going to volunteer the information.
Well, no, I'm not. You're quite right, a little mystery. You're coming to my Valentine's Day ball, aren't you?
Oh, yes. If Shula's not too busy.
We're going to have masks, you know, and costumes, and a French theme, and the Tommy Croker Quartet. It's going to be very romantic.
Certainly sounds different, anyway.
I was telling Shula all about it only this morning.
She still seemed keen, did she?
Oh, yes, very keen.
We really ought to be getting back to the office. I don't like being away too long at the moment.
Yes. Oh, dear, it's so difficult to choose, isn't it? That's why I wanted you to come with me.
It would help if I knew who I was choosing for.
Oh, I can't tell you that. Valentines are supposed to be a secret.
I think I might have a good idea. A certain retired naval officer.
But what if I told you I was sending more than one Valentine card?
Auntie Peggy, you scarlet woman!
Goodness me, just look at this one.
Gracious! Did certainly take some nerve to send that.
Good grief. Someone's actually laughing.
Well, some of these cards are quite amusing.
Sounds just like Shula.
Oh, here, look at this one. You have to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince. I think I might send that to Jean-Paul.
It is Shula.
Where?
Over there, look. Oh. And Peggy, too. Well, I'm going to sneak off before I'm caught. Bye, Jack.
Oh, no, Mark, don't leave me.
Oh, it's Jack. Dear, how embarrassing.
Oh, yes. Well, well, I wonder who he's buying cards for.
What should we do? Look, he can see we've seen him.
Well, if you don't want him to know what you're doing, although I can't imagine why not, you could say you were helping me to choose a card for Mark.
Oh, yes, I could. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Peggy. Shula.
Hi.
I was just helping Shula choose a card for Mark.
Well, that is a coincidence.
Oh, why?
I was just helping Mark choose a card for Shula.
Were you? Where is he, then?
Oh, I think he was a bit shy about you finding out.
I bet.
I'm glad I've seen you anyway, Jack. Shula gave me your message.
Which message was that?
About the ball and Caroline being ill.
Oh, and will you be able to help me out? I'd be very grateful.
Of course, I'd be delighted.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes, isn't it? Are the tickets going well?
Oh, reasonably.
It's possible Mark and I won't be coming. I've been so busy.
Oh, Shula, that is a pity.
But why ever not? Mark seemed very keen on the idea.
Did he?
I really think you should, Shula. You deserve a night off.
Yes, everyone needs a romantic evening once in a while.
I suppose you're right.
It's just what you need. A good night out can make such a difference.
It would if I were in the right mood.
You just turn up. We'll make sure the evening puts you in a good mood, won't we, Peggy?
And to finish, the heart-shaped cherry tartlets.
It all looks splendid. Oh, I must say, Jean-Paul, I appreciate the way you've rallied round.
Well, with Caroline ill, what else would I do?
I'm still grateful.
And after all, although the execution lacks a little finesse, it's a good idea.
Pardon?
A masked ball. Très romantic.
Oh, I'm glad you've come round to my way of thinking.
Oh, I doubt that. But it is worth, as you say, having a bash.
I hope it's going to be a bit more refined than that.
I should not hold your breath. The English, as is well known, do not understand l'amour.
And the French do, of course.
Of course. Let's take you as an example.
I'd rather you didn't.
You are a distinguished and handsome man.
Oh, thank you.
But you don't seem to believe in yourself.
Huh?
What are we always hearing? I am past it. Now, I tell you about my grandfather.
Yeah, all right, Jean-Paul. I know about your grandfather. And it may surprise you to know that I have sent a Valentine.
It does not surprise me at all. It is to Caroline because she's ill.
No.
To Hazel?
No.
Then I give up. Who is the lucky lady?
It's...
Yes?
Oh, no. You don't catch me out like that. It's a secret.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, Peggy, I wasn't expecting you.
Well, I said I'd come this morning. I should think we've got a lot to do, haven't we?
Oh, yes, we have. I'll just go and fetch my lists.
Oh, all right. He's in a funny mood this morning.
Yes.
Hope he isn't coming down with what Caroline's got.
No, I don't think so.
How is she, anyway?
Oh, she's determined to get up today.
Oh, dear, do you think that's wise?
No, she's not well. She has temperature, she has no voice.
Well, she must stay in bed. I'll have a word with her.
And you yourself, Mrs. Archer, are you feeling okay?
Me? Yes, I'm fine.
Good. You certainly look cheerful.
Thank you. Well, I know it's silly, but I had the most beautiful Valentine this morning.
Why is it silly? It is silly there was only one.
I really wasn't expecting anything.
And do you know who sent you this card?
Yes, I think so. At least...
Tell me. I'm intrigued.
No, I shouldn't really have told you about it. You mustn't tell anyone.
Here we are, Peggy. I found my list.
Is there anything I need to know? If not, I will get back to my kitchen.
I don't think so. It's about the decorations, mainly.
I was wondering about lanterns on the terrace.
Oh, that would look pretty. But don't you think it would be a bit chilly for people to sit out there?
Lovers are never cold.
What about having some braziers?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, it was Godfrey's, actually.
Oh, He's coming, is he?
Of course.
C'est votre paramour, Godfrey?
Look, Jean-Paul, I know we gave the evening a French theme, but you will speak English some of the time, won't you?
Bonsoir, monsieur. Comment allez-vous?
Hello, Matthew.
Oh, you guessed it was me.
Why, who are you supposed to be?
Oh, Jean-Paul, of course. How many Frenchmen are there in Ambridge?
Matthew, this may be a silly question, but why are you pretending to be Jean-Paul?
Well, you were the one who told me to be a bit more romantic, and the French are supposed to be the nation of lovers.
I'm the last person in the world you should take advice from.
You don't think you would give me a better chance with Caroline?
You're 6 inches taller than Jean-Paul and about twice as broad.
Much good it's done me. No, don't worry, I'm not that stupid, Ma. I didn't really think she'd mistake me for him.
Well, then, why the phony accent?
Well, you know what they say. Playing another character can sort of free the spirit. I've not had much luck being myself, so anything's worth a try. I mean, that's the idea of masks, isn't it? We don't have to be our boring old selves.
You're right, Matthew, you're not stupid. You've just given me a brilliant idea.
Hello, Shula. Where's Mark?
Getting me a drink. Where's Godfrey?
I don't know. He said he'd see me here. Mind you, maybe he's here and I haven't recognised him yet.
I doubt it.
Well, there are several men of his build with their masks on.
Oh, Auntie Peggy.
What?
You do make me laugh sometimes.
I'm serious, Shula. If I'm not careful, I could end up propositioning a complete stranger.
Here we are, Shuli. Bubbly for the bubbliest.
What?
But your bubbles seem to have burst, don't they, Shuli? Lost all your sparkle. Like to tell me about it?
Mark, why are you pretending to be Nigel?
Because I want you to talk to me. As a friend.
I think I'll just go and see how Jean-Paul's doing with the food.
Oh, Mark, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
I'm just tense at the moment. I know I'm being unfair.
Well, why not forget about the estate and everything? Just for one night, eh? Relax and enjoy yourself.
Yes, why not? I'll try.
Good. In which case, my dear, may I have the pleasure of this dance? What are you doing, Mr. Woolley? Oh. Can you not see Mrs. Archer over there unattended?
Oh, Jean-Paul, you made me jump creepy up behind me like that.
I was trying to be discreet. Go and ask Mrs. Archer for a dance.
I thought she might want to have a dance with Godfrey.
Enfin. He's not here, is he? Now is your chance. Well, you did invite her.
That's true, I suppose.
Go on, Mr. Woolley. You can't attend your own ball and not have a dance.
No, I suppose not. And after all, Tommy Croker is on form tonight.
Well, yes. Then lead the way.
Ah, Mr. Woolley, what do you think of my buffet? Is it not formidable?
Hello, Matthew.
Oh, great. And obviously fooled you.
Is this supposed to be a French accent?
Oh, Jean-Paul, I didn't see you there.
It is terrible.
Excuse me a moment, gentlemen.
I didn't mean to make fun of you.
You mean that it was supposed to be me?
Well, it was only a joke. I am sorry.
Oh, that you wish to imitate me, this I can understand, but to do it so badly is embarrassing.
Who for, you or me?
Both. Now, repeat after me. Ah, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, really, Jean-Paul? It's just a piece of fun.
If a thing is worth doing, it is worth doing well. Now, after me. Ah, Mr. Woolley.
Excuse me, young lady. Can I have the honour of partnering you in the next waltz?
Oh, Jack, yes, of course.
Oh, you recognise me.
Well, let's say it was an inspired guess.
Really? You think my disguise is quite good, then?
Very mysterious.
So what about that dance?
I'd be delighted. I was feeling a bit of a wallflower.
Nonsense. You're the belle of the ball, Peggy. The belle of the ball.